we're looking at Rishimos. There's a topic about the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. It's on page Tzadik in the Rishimos. Sadik mitzvah hayeshiva b'sukkah, the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, living in the sukkah. Because of a Rambam, perek vav b'sukkah lo chavav, v'zeh l'shon, ochem v'shosim, v'yishenim b'sukkah kol shiva, ben v'yom ben b'layla, v'asa lechel suda chus l'sukkah kol shiva. It says you eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah for 7 days. It says b'sukkah's teishvim, shiva's yom, whether it's day or night, and you're not allowed to eat a meal, which means bread, or cake, a lot of cake, outside the sukkah all 7 days. It's a little strange, remember? Okay, so he says, a mitzvah shel yeshiva b'sukkah, numedes mikra, b'sukkah's teish v'shivas yamin. V'yesh lizbonin, v'mash she'ein lechal suda chus l'sukkah kol shiva. V'im b'achila suda chus l'sukkah oivim b'isur asei, okay, he has an interesting question. The Rambam says you're not allowed to eat a meal outside the sukkah. It's very clear from the Gemara also, you're not allowed to eat a meal outside the sukkah. So, now we know if you do eat the meal in the sukkah, you get a mitzvah. You make a bracha, when we eat a meal with bread, according to everybody. So you get a mitzvah. So there's a. So in other words, if a person's going to eat bread, he has a chiyuv to eat it in the sukkah. Okay. Now let's say he eats his bread outside the sukkah. He doesn't listen to the mitzvah. So first of all, he's being mevatel, a chiyuv mitzvah. He's violating an obligation. That's called being mevatel, a kiyum asay. He's being mevatel the fulfillment of the asay. Now it's also maybe possible that he's doing an avera of eating outside the sukkah. There's an issur to eat outside of sukkah. Sometimes the isurim, which are written in the language of an asay. Okay, so let's say the mitzvah of Yishim above of Tiroh, you should have. So if a person insults his father, he's going to violate an aveira, an issur of an asay. Not just he's not doing a mitzvah, but he's actually doing an aveira of insulting his father, violating the issue of Yira. Or as a Shama Kachatira should have fear for Hashem. So it's not Vera to not to have fear of Hashem. So sometimes there's an issue I say. So here it says you have to eat in the sukkah, this particular meal. So certainly if he doesn't eat it in the sukkah, he's being mevatel the mitzvah of the chiv asay, but is he also violating an issur asay? That's the question that the Rav has. Is there an issur to eat outside the sukkah v'nira? So he continues, shechalukim b'chach ba'al ha-minchas chinuch zitzal v'hagrach zitzal. There seems to be here machlokes between the minchas chinuch and Reb Chaim Brisker, his grandfather. It's an interesting machlokas here. Tosfos liyel daf tes hikshu. Tosfos asks a question. Lama li kro l'cha l'mutei suka gezula teip gvei mishum d'havle mitzvah bo b'avera. Okay, and daf tes amad aleph, there's a gemara. It says in the pasuk, sukas Hakasukas tasa lecha. You should make for yourself the sukkah. So the Gemara says lecha. You have to own the sukkah. It shouldn't be stolen. Stolen sukkah is puzzle. Taisus asks a question. In general, anything stolen is puzzle to do a mitzvah. It's called mitzvah habo ba'aveira. Let's say a person steals a lulav, or he steals tzitzis. So anything stolen is puzzle. That the Gemara learns out in the third parak. from a different pasuk from Korbanos. The Gemara says that there's a pasuk by Korbanos that you can't have stolen animals for carbon. So we generalize it to all mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to use stolen things. It has to belong to me. Good. But meanwhile, there's a special pasuk by a sukkah that if it's stolen, it's pasul. So Tosfos wants to know, why do you need that special pasuk by a sukkah? So Tosfos gives a very startling answer. He says that the psul of stolen things, let's say stolen lulav or stolen tzitzis, the stolen things are pasul for mitzvahs. That's only the psul de rabbanon. He says the Torah only prohibits it by a carbon. The generalization to all mitzvahs is mid rabbanon, but by sukkah it's a deraisa. It says lecha lahotzi sagzula. So there it's a din deraisa. But that's a very startling answer. I mean, the Rambam and other Rishonim, they don't say that that stolen things are pasul mid rabbanon and other mitzvahs. They're probably pasul mid deraisa. So the question is, why do you need a special pasuk by a sukkah? So Tirutz HaMinchas Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch answers like this. The mitzvah is Shiva Sukkah, yesh tei halachos. There are two parts to the mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. Aleph, there is an isser lechol mechutz l'sukkah k'shera. There is an aveira to eat outside of the kosher sukkah. Beis, there's a key mitzvah lechol besoch sukkah. There is a mitzvah to eat inside a sukkah. So, Misha ochel besukkah shenifslam medin mitzvah bo ba'aver. Let's say someone would sit in the sukkah, it's stolen, and it'd be puzzled because of the regular din of mitzvah bo ba'aver. He's doing a mitzvah with the aver of stealing. Av she'en the mekayim mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. He's not being mekayim the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah because he did the aver of stealing. But eino over b'isra achila chus the sukkah. He's not violating the aver of eating outside the sukkah. Because the fact is, he's in a sukkah. Tamadavahu. The reason is mitzvah bo ba'aver eino poselas as a chefzer de sukkah, the psula guf, ala shepaka ki mitzvah segav. When you do a mitzvah with an aveira, the chefetz is still kosher. It's not a postal sukkah. You, because you're a thief, you can't get the mitzvah through the act of stealing. So you lose your mitzvah, but you didn't make the sukkah postal. That sukkah belongs to someone. It's a kosher sukkah. So. And the fact is, you're sitting inside a kosher sukkah, so you didn't do the aveira of eating outside a sukkah. You may not have gotten the mitzvah. You didn't get the mitzvah of eating in a sukkah because you did it through an aveira. You lost the kima mitzvah, but you didn't do the aveira of eating outside a sukkah. That's why you need a pasuk to teach me that in this particular case, you actually get the aveira also. That's what he wants to say. Ein lo kima say, in kol zein over bisam, mi'idach, xeris ha-kosef l'chav, lo yagzula. But that pasuk lechob, not gezula, poselet et etzem haguf shel sukkah gezula. Al pik zeres a kosev zu ochel besukkah gezula over beisr asem mishum de'en ochel besukkah shagufa kosher. He says that the zeres a kosev that lechob lo gezula, you can't have a stolen sukkah, means that for the thief that sukkah itself is pasul. So since that sukkah itself is pasul for the thief, he's really eating outside a kosher sukkah. So therefore he would violate the aveira of eating outside a sukkah.
This is the kind of Minchas Chinuch?
That's the Minchas
Chinuch. That's explained by the
Rav. That's explaining why you need that special pasuk. So according to Minchas Chinuch, there's a double rule by sukkah. One rule is there's a mitzvah to eat inside a sukkah, but there's also an aveira to eat outside a sukkah. Okay, let's see how he figures this thing out. Now, he continues here, the Rav HaGrach, Zitzal Umatzeh. However, Reb Chaim, had a contrary opinion. Sava, he thinks she'ein isim ayucha lechol chutz the sukkah k'sher. There is no aveira to eat outside the sukkah. Ella, but ha'ochel b'li ki mitzvah sukkah mevatel chivaseh. If someone sits and eats outside the sukkah, he's violating the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. And the mitzvah bo aveira lokim et ha-mitzvah shel yeshiva b'sukkah, when he does a mitzvah with an aveira of stealing, he didn't get the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. Bitel et chod ha-asei, and he violates the asei, l'sol b'kim sukkah, to sit there with a sukkah. No yisa bo kitot so'as bitel asei. He's violating the asei, and that's the only aveira. There is no separate aveira, just not doing the asei. Ka'afu pishi yoshev v'sot b'chevz ha-sukkah k'sheva. Even though he's eating in a kosher sukkah, he's eating without being mekayem the mitzvah. Yotah shel gvach zitzal yesh rak din echad. Hu chayvas kiyum a mitzvah. According to the gvach, there's only one din, and that's to fulfill the mitzvah. Mi shesoet belila kaim et chavato osis. If you don't do the mitzvah, you're doing an avera too, because he didn't do the mitzvah. Yisur hu bitl chavah. So the yisur is not doing the mitzvah. Ach benigel l'shitas ha-minchas chinuch. Now against the minchas chinuch, lekas shum yisur miyuchad. There's no special avera l'sot chutz l'sukkah. Shum hochi lo kibel et te'utza shel minchas chinuch l'kusha satosus. He didn't accept that answer. Okay. So now, so according to the Reb Chaim Brisker, there's only one chiyuv to eat inside a sukkah. And if you don't do it, you've been vatal the mitzvah of eating in a sukkah.
So there's no special
aveir.
So there's one din. There's a chiyuv mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. And if you don't, mitzvah says, and if you did it outside, it's not that you get a special aveira. The aveira is that you didn't do the assay. So it says that you don't even eat.
Exactly. And if, let's say, it's a mitzvah above aveira, like Tosfos's question, it's stolen, you didn't get the mitzvah, so that itself makes you mevatel the chiyuv. To sit and get the mitzvah. The bitul asay is eating without doing the mitzvah.
If it was stolen.
Right. But there's no... The whole thing is just you have to do the mitzvah. And if you don't do the mitzvah properly, then you violated it.
So if you ate inside the sukkah that was stolen, it's a mitzvah...
It's a baba aveira.
Which cancels the mitzvah.
Cancels the mitzvah, and that makes him automatically be mavatel. He's violating the chiyuv.
But the bitul chiyuv isn't an aveira?
So what kind of an aveira is it? It's a sort of an aveira, but it's not the full blast aveira, like a real aveira. It's like, it's an aveira of not doing the chiyuv. It's a lack of doing something he's supposed to do. So the Rav himself, he wants to come up with maybe two kinds of bitul mitzvah. No self of divrei hagrach zitzal. So he wants to say, I want to add something to what Reb Chaim said, and mistaber, it makes sense, sheyesh lahavchin ben shnei minei bitul mitzvah, to say there might be a difference between two types of being mevatel the mitzvah, to say. Bein bitul asei biyadayim, bitul asei b'shev al taisa. There could be sometimes you violate the assay by a real action, and sometimes you violate it by not doing something. Okay? So let's say, for example, b'shaluach haken, the mashal, there's a mitzvah to send away the mother bird when you take the eggs. Let's say, hagav alokecha em alabonin, the guy who takes the mother away together with the eggs. He doesn't send her away, he takes her with the eggs together. Then, Hogan, he kills her. That guy, Mavad Lasei B'Yadayim, he violated the assay with his hands because he killed the mother bird. He didn't send her away. He killed her, so he actually did an action which made it impossible to do the mitzvah of Shalach to Shalach. He killed the mother bird. Let's say a person just doesn't pick up a lulav on the chag. Believe pula klal, he doesn't do anything. That fellow, mevata tasei b'sheva al taisa, he violated the assay passively. So sometimes a guy can violate an assay actively, sometimes he can violate the assay passively. Okay. Let's say he doesn't shake a lulav, that's a passive violation. If he kills the mother but takes her with the eggs and kills her, then it's active. So v'nivra, so I went on to say the Rav says, I think, shebitul asei b'sheva al taisa, if you violate the assay in a passive way, eino chet shel maisis, you can't call it he did an action which is an aveira. Alachet, the sin is, chesor and kima mitzvah, he didn't do the mitzvah. It's still passive. So it's very weak kind of a sin. Ma'asha'en came to mevatel chavas asei b'yadayim, but if he does it by hand, if he violates asei by hand, then etzim ha'maisa shel bitul asei b'yadayim, he does that action of not doing it, the mitzvah, and he uses his hands to prevent it, he does an action, ma'ava ma'isa, so that would be an aveira, full aveira. So he wants to come up with a middle position here, that somewhere in between Reb Chaim and Minchas Chinuch, that sometimes just being mevatel the asay turns into an aveira if he does an action. If he just passive, it remains lack of doing a mitzvah, which is not a real full aveira. It's he's not doing what he's supposed to do, but you can't say he did an aveira in the fullest sense of the word.
So the rabbi would cancel his mitzvah?
The mitzvah, yeah, he's not doing the mitzvah, but the question is, did he do an aveira? So he wants to say like this. V'chein, af al pi shadas hagvach, the mitzvah bo b'aveira miskabelas, said, I agree with what the Grach says, that if he does that mitzvah bar b'aveira, she calls man shagav asoed b'likim sukkah, if he eats there without doing the mitzvah sukkah, mevatlu at asei deshiva b'sukkah, he's being mevatli asei, reading in the sukkah, calls there, kaim hevdel ben bitl asei de sukkah hamahava maise iser, the bitl asei sheva al taisa, sheena chetchel maise iser la chetchel chason kim chova. So, I guess he's trying to say that if a person sits in a sukkah and it's a mitzvah bar b'aveira, he is doing an aveira. He's doing a maisa, reading in a sukkah, which for him is no good. So it's not just that he didn't do the mitzvah; he actually violated the mitzvah with an action, so it makes it a real aveira.
According to the rabbi. But if he had a kosher sukkah and you eat outside the sukkah,
it would also be an action. He's going to say in a second. We'll see where some things he thinks are an action, some things are not an action. So let's go to the next paragraph. Betem lechach, based upon my idea, yitem lechalek. I want to say there's even been eating outside the sukkah and other kinds of things, other activities, like sleeping outside the sukkah. If he eats a meal outside the sukkah, then he's doing an action. He's eating a meal. And that's the action of against the mitzvah. That would be an aveira. Matzot, however, on the other hand, b'shein, let's say he sleeps outside a sukkah. Or b'shayish, let's say he's just sitting outside a sukkah, not eating a meal. In that case, onan hagava mevata let chovad aseh shel yeshiva b'sukkah. He's not fulfilling the mitzvah to sit in a sukkah, but he's passive. L'mho b'tulo b'sheva al taisa. It's a passive violation. Ein cheto nechshav b'maisa ve'ev yadayim. He didn't do an aveir with his hands. Cheto b'zev, but his failure is, he wasn't mekayim da'asei kahalocha. He didn't do the proper asei. So the person can violate the asei of sukkah, he says, two ways. Sometimes it's a real aveir, that would be eating a meal outside of sukkah. That's a real aveir, because that's an action which is basically flying in the face of the mitzvah to sit and eat in the sukkah. He's eating outside. That's a real action of going against the mitzvah. And when you do a real action against the mitzvah, that's when it becomes an aveira. But sometimes it's passive. He didn't do what he's supposed to do, like he didn't pick up the lulav. So that would be a passive violation of the mitzvah. You can't call it a real aveira. You can just say he didn't do what he's supposed to do. Which is not a nice thing, but it's not an aveira. So then if he says that he sleeps outside the sukkah or does other things outside the sukkah, he's supposed to go into the sukkah, but he didn't, so it's a passive violation of the chiyuv. So it's a weaker aveira. It's a weaker violation of the mitzvah.
Why is there a difference between sleeping and sitting? Because the non-Arabs that sit or sleep, they said dwell. And we understand dwell to mean both those things, and to eat in it.
Right. I don't know. It's a good question. Why the... later on he gives you an idea why eating might be different, because the Gemara says that the first night of sukkah there's a special mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, not to sleep but to eat, I think we'll learn today from a pasuk from Pesach. Just like Pesach is a special mitzvah the first night to eat matzah, it's a special mitzvah the first night. Xerus Shabbat, we learn that sukkahs from Pesach, this first night, and the sukkahs of the Torah itself, according to that, separates eating as a special mitzvah the first night. So that's why the Rav says that the whole 7 days, eating is a special mitzvah. And if you eat outside, you're really violating the main mitzvah of sukkah, which is to eat there. And that's the Aveira. But if you just don't sleep in a sukkah, don't sit in a sukkah, then it's a passive violation of the obligation. It's not an Aveira. Because the first night, there's only a mitzvah to eat. There's no other mitzvah the first night to sleep or so on.
So this Passover active is specific. It's especially important the first night?
Yeah,
but
sure.
What about the other nights?
Same thing. If he eats, the other nights he doesn't have to go in and eat there. If he skips a meal, he skips a meal. But if he is eating a meal, he has to eat it inside. If he eats it outside, it will be in that very room.
The same thing with sleeping would not be for the
sleeping won't be in that very room. That's in general, we find people are much more lenient on the sleeping than on the eating. The eating, people are very strict to make sure if they have a sandwich, they definitely go into a sukkah. But sleeping, a lot of people are lenient because they use all kinds of heterim to get out of it. It's cold, or it's dangerous, or not comfortable, I can't sleep without my wife, whatever. Because it's not, because according to the Rav, it's good, because it's not really an aveirah. You don't find people using that kind of leniency for eating sandwiches outside the sukkah. Very few people have. Even if it's cold, they'll sit down in the sukkah and eat a sandwich. But they won't sleep there if it's cold.
Rabbi Chaim Brisk, what would he say?
Chaim Brisk. He doesn't come up with this thing of an aveira by eating. He says everything is not doing the mitzvah.
Bittul mitzvah.
Well, everything, including eating as well. It's just saying like sleeping outside. So.
But a bittul mitzvah creates an aveira, according to
him? Yeah.
So it's a week of aveira?
A week of aveira.
So what does that mean exactly? A week of aveira?
I don't know exactly what a week of aveira is versus a big aveira. Some kind of... I don't know exactly how you explain that. Didn't do what he's supposed to do, it's a weak aveira. But if he did a real aveira, so a big aveira, then she did something wrong.
If there was a Beis HaMikdash in a Kohen Gadol, then would you get some sort of punishment by the strong aveira?
The Issur Aseh, yeah. For doing a real aveira, Issur Aseh, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring a Korban Ola.
So if
you just didn't do a mitzvah, you don't have to bring a carbon
over. So it's instrument against the heavens and they'll deal with you, basically.
I mean, nowadays.
Yeah, or if
kind of basic Migdash, if you did an Isser of an Aseh, you have to bring a carbon to get kapon. If you just didn't do a mitzvah, but it's not an Isser, you won't have to bring a carbon. There is a big difference in din between an Isser Aseh versus lack of a Kim Aseh. So according to Minchas Chinuch, someone who eats outside a sukkah in a kind of Beis HaMikdash would have to bring a korban ola.
And he's very strict.
According to Chaim Brisk, he wouldn't have to bring a korban ola. According to the Rav, it depends. If he eats outside the sukkah, he would bring a korban ola, I think. The way it sounds like, I'm not so sure it sounds like it. But if he sleeps outside a sukkah, then for sure not. No korban. The Rav's Aveira is, it's an Aveira, but it's maybe being a carbon for that, so. It's an Aveira because it's active. It's an active way of going against the mitzvah, so that becomes an Aveira.
But passive, there's not even a week
Aveira. Passive would be a week Aveira. I mean, it wouldn't be an Aveira, it would be lack of doing a mitzvah. That doesn't require a carbon. I mean, it's something wrong.
Is it possible for Edis?
No, Eidus is the Alos Aseh. An Aseh would not make some apostle for Eidus. But he still has to have Kapara. I think everything needs Kapara, but at the time of Beis HaMikdash, you're being a Korban Ola for an Issur Aseh.
So
I don't know if you're being a Korban Ola for lack of doing a mitzvah.
There's no Kapara for that?
Tshuva. You do Tshuva.
Like that's defined?
Yeah. Just in tune. Okay, so now we go ahead a little bit more. V'chacha nucha lehavin shitas ha-Rabbeinu Tam. This explains Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. V'chena minek ha-pashut, and this is the normal custom. Shelo levarech pirchas leishev v'sukkah v'v'shaskel. You only make the bracha of leishev v'sukkah when you eat. V'in pam pirish tamom ebnei she'ika ha-keva she'adam osa v'sukkah hi achila. The main mitzvah of the sukkah is eating. I will shout to you, the shame of shows and sukkah to fail Magabach. Everything else, all the other things you do, like sleeping or just sitting around there, is secondary. Eating is the main mitzvah. So that's why you make a bracha just when you eat. In the rule of Farish, and I will explain that, Shirat Saloma, because he's saying, Shatavka Bachilim Achutz Lesukkah. If you eat, and only when you eat outside the sukkah, yesh bitl mitzvah sukkah biyadayim, then he's violating the mitzvah sukkah with his hands, doing an action. That becomes a real act of sin. When you sleep or do other things outside the sukkah, it's a passive violation of the application of sukkah. It's not doing an action with your hands. Ein ofer meister is if it's not an avera, ala chesar and kiyum shel chavos mitzvah, just lack of doing the mitzvah. Because therefore, ikka yeshiva besukkah, therefore the main mitzvah of eating in a sukkah, who meister achila is eating, a bracha beis achila, when you make a bracha, when you eat, but teret, it takes care of kol yeshiva tacheret, all the other sitting in a sukkah. So he says that, because it's the main mitzvah when you're in a sukkah, it becomes the aveira when you're outside the sukkah, eating. But sleeping is not the main mitzvah, it's a secondary mitzvah. So therefore, when you sleep outside, you didn't really do an aveira, you just didn't do the mitzvah.
So, question. If we're making a bracha when we're sitting, then we're saying, now I'm sitting in the sukkah. I'm making a bracha. When you're sitting outside the sukkah, you're not making a bracha. I'm sitting in the sukkah. So you're not sitting in the sukkah. You're not sitting outside of the sukkah.
Right, that's true. The Rav is using some kind of parallel. You have a good point. I mean, he's using outside the sukkah to prove something about inside the sukkah. So it's not the greatest transition, I think, in terms of the svara, the idea. But he's saying is that because eating inside is such an important mitzvah, and that gets the bracha, so when you eat outside, you really did an aveira of being mevatel the mitzvah with an action. But sleeping inside is a secondary mitzvah, so therefore sleeping outside is not an aveira with an action, it's a passive aveira. It's a passive lack of the mitzvah.
So that's easy to accept, the parallel.
Okay.
But if you're having a special kavana when you're relationship with a sukkah,
right,
and there's no kavana when you're sitting outside of the sukkah, is he really sitting outside the sukkah? Because there's no chesed of sukkah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, it's a question.
But is this his understanding of Rav Tam?
It's how he explains Rabbeinu Tam, yeah. And finally, let's finish it off. Now we can explain the Rambam. Pashas Tavarov, the Rambam wrote, Osa Lechos V'duchos L'Sukkah. He says you're not allowed to eat outside the Sukkah. Kol Zayin. Look at the Rambam at the first paragraph. He starts off, you're supposed to eat, drink, sleep in a sukkah 7 days, and you're not allowed to eat outside a sukkah. So that would be like the minchas chinuch. Sheish isser lechol chutz l'sukkah, but isser I say it's a special aveira to eat outside a sukkah. It doesn't say it's also to sleep outside a sukkah. I'm afraid not, but what I'm saying is medubar rak ba'ochel chutz l'sukkah shemavad l'tchovet ha'sukkah b'kum v'aseh b'yodayim. If you eat outside a sukkah, you're doing an action which is against the mitzvah. B'tel mitzvah saseh b'yodayim mehava ma'aseh, if you break the mitzvah with your hands by an action, that turns into an aveira. Anyway, the Minchas Chinuch says it's a real full blast, Isser Aseh. The Rav says being mevatel the Aseh in this very active way becomes an aveira.
By sitting outside the sukkah.
Right. And eating.
And eating.
You
have to eat both?
You have to eat, the Rambam says. Yeah. Also lechol, sudach, is only if you eat.
But
sitting
if
it's out, sad, it's not in the favor.
It's also a point
to the Rav. Everybody, the Rav also not.
It's just
only if you eat, no. You didn't do the mitzvah, but it's not in the favor.
Okay. Because the Iker mitzvah is sitting and eating?
Yes.
So double mitzvah, it's a double condition.
Yeah, it's a double mitzvah, yeah. You sit through eating in the sukkah, that's the main mitzvah. But you have to eat bread or cake.
So regardless, any of the 7 days, if right. you sat outside, there's no
and
avera.
Ate.
Sat and ate. It's an avera, if not, there's no avera across right. the board.
Exactly.
So then there was no question on what I asked, really.
Okay.
Because I was assuming that he would get an avera.
No, just for only eating. Only eating a real meal. Some poskim say it doesn't have to be bread or cake, just if it's like a salad meal, that's also the mitzvah to eat in the sukkah.
Let's so, if it's pachas mishir?
Pachas mishir is not a problem, that's permitted. But if he eats, let's say, a main dish, like a piece of meat or whatever, a main dish, even if he's not eating bread, some say he should go into the sukkah. Because that's what they mean. When they mean by eating, they mean not just bread. A lot of cake, they mean a main dish should also be in a sukkah. I mean, if you have a sukkah nearby, that's why it's very good. You can, it's very convenient. You can always sit in a sukkah. That's, if you have to run to your shul, you have a problem because it's not so convenient.
So, to carry food?
Carry the food so much. So,
you
should eat light. Don't eat anything big or heavy or bread outside. You should eat the main meals. You should eat in the sukkah: breakfast, lunch, supper, and snacks. You can eat outside. But there's a minhag that they brought down in the Gemara and the rabbis now not to eat or drink anything outside the sukkah. It makes the mitzvah a bigger mitzvah, even water. It is such a minhag.
So
not to eat anything outside the sukkah. That's had nothing to do with this.
Minchas chinuch?
No, minchas chinuch is talking about a real salad meal.
Who says not to eat anything outside the sukkah?
The Rambam brings it down.
Shami, he'll eat a full meal?
No, it's not a shami. It's just in general, the mitzvah is yeshiva b'sukkah. There's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, which we spoke about now, and that's like the biggest part of the mitzvah, and eat a real meal. And if you eat that outside the sukkah, it could be it's a real avera, or it's a very serious, being a violation of the mitzvah. That's with a salad. Meal of bread, etc. But it says in the pasuk teshu, which means live in a sukkah.
Ah.
So the more you live there, the better it is. So sleeping there and learning there and talking there and having a telephone there.
So you're nibbling on small amounts of food that is on a shir, it's part of dwelling.
Part of the mitzvah of teshu. So it's an optional part of the mitzvah. It's not an obligation. You don't not chayiv. But if you do it, you get a hiddur mitzvah. You get a better mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam brings that down, that there is a hiddur mitzvah.
Not even
to drink water, not even to eat a candy, nothing. Everything in the
but
sukkah.
There's no avera, even a light.
Not an avera, no, not at all. There's no obligation, there's no avera according to anybody for that.
So the only difference is with regards to our thief, if he gets any sort of mitzvah?
If he, yeah, is he's not going to get a mitzvah, but is he doing an avera? That's where the question. Minchas Chinuch says there's no avera. Because he's, at the end of the day, he's in a sukkah, but the Rav claimed he is in a avera because he didn't do the mitzvah properly. That's an avera.
And Rav Chaim Brisk
would also say that. The Rav claims Rav Chaim Brisk would say what he's saying.
Light or chamer?
I don't know. Rav Chaim Brisk, I don't know. But the Rav would say it's a chamer avera. Okay, great. Stash, we can stop here. Shikar. So you'll call this shiur the...